All right, let's talk some Jazz basketball with our next guest, our Utah Jazz insider. Find him on Twitter at TribJazz. Read him in the Salt Lake Tribune. It is Tony Jones. Tony, what's up?
Hey, Tony.
What's up, guys? How's everything?
We're doing good. Gordon Hayward must be doing really good after getting elected to the All-Star game as a reserve. Yesterday, it's announced that he's going to be playing in the Skills Challenge. I've always felt like, I know a lot of people think Gordon's kind of a quiet guy. I do think he wants this recognition. I do think he wants to be a star in the NBA. Do you think this is something that's important to him?
I think it was this weekend is hugely important to him. I mean, just not this weekend, but the process of making it to this weekend. I mean, that was a goal that he set for himself before the season began. And, you know, I think he knew that if he was playing on an all-star level, then that means that would have meant that the Jazz were winning to this point. So I think that was a goal that he set, and he went out and he got it done. So kudos to him for that.
It sounds like there's been at least a couple of knee extensions for hyperextensions for Rodney Hood. How's he feeling overall? What percent would you say he is right now physically?
Well, I mean, I think that he was looking better before he re-aggravated the knee. I mean, that was an unfortunate thing. He was just trying to kind of weave his way through traffic, and you know, he stepped on somebody's foot and the knee hyperextended again. I didn't think that he was. The first game that he came back, I didn't think that he was great or that he was feeling great, but I thought that he was feeling stronger by the second game, and I thought that he started Wednesday off against the Bucks pretty well as well. So, you know, I think that he was getting back to full 100% health, and then he had another setback. You know, he's going to be reevaluated in a week. He'll miss a few games. He'll take a few games off, but I think in the long run he'll be fine.
If you give him a week off, you're a week away from the All-Star game. Do you think the Jazz probably, I mean, in all likelihood, probably just shut him down to make sure he can get it through almost a month full of rest?
You know, I think there's, you know, some prudence in that. I think a lot of that will depend on, you know, where the Jazz are after that week, because, you know, the three games after the road trip, this is a tough road trip coming up, but the three games after that road trip are the Boston Celtics, the Los Angeles Clippers, and the Portland Trailblazers. And as you might imagine, all three of those games are going to be important. So I think if the Jazz get through this road trip pretty much intact, maybe 2-1, you know, best case scenario, obviously 3-0, I think that they could look and they could say, hey, maybe we can, you know, buy a few more games, buy a few more weeks of rest for you, and then you can come back 100%. But, you know, let's say the Jazz go 1-2 or 0-3, and, you know, you're staring down the Memphis Grizzlies for six, and you need to make some catch up. I think that you have to make a decision there to maybe kind of be at full strength.
Will Derek Favors be at full strength at any point this year, in your opinion?
Well, I asked him that question today, whether he thought it was chronic enough that he wouldn't be at full strength this year. He told me that he didn't think that would be the case. Obviously, he hasn't looked like he was full. He's been at full strength. He doesn't have his normal lift and explosion off the floor. Usually, there are a ton of things under the basket that Derek just tries to go up and dunk everything, and he hasn't done much of that this year. And he hasn't been as good defensively this year, either out on the floor defending the pick and roll or protecting the rim. So, you know, I think that it's a valid question and it's a valid concern. Favors said no. He thinks that, you know, he can get back to full health this season. They're going to really need this guy in the playoffs because, you know, he's what makes, I mean, obviously Rudy Gobert is great, but having that second really, really good rim protector that can also, you know, guard out in space, you know, that's what makes the Jazz defense what it is, and that's what makes the Jazz unique as a team in the NBA. So, you know, they really need Derek to get, you know, to 100%. Or as close to 100% as possible.
Tony Jones is our guest, 1320K fan. One guy who's really starting to look good for the Jazz is Alec Burks again, coming back. I'm surprised at how springy he looks getting off the floor. He's leaping quickly. Obviously, he's still got that same vertical leap. What does he allow the Jazz to do that some of their lesser athletes on the wings don't allow the Jazz to do when they're on the floor?
You know, I mean, he's unique in the fact that he's their best athlete in an open floor in terms of pushing the ball. He's a really, really good rebounder for a shooting guard, and he gets to the foul line. And that blends very, very well with the cerebral nature of player Rodney Hood, and Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward's a little bit of both. You know, he's a little bit cerebral and crafty, and yes, and he's athletic as well. So he's a blend in that way. But Alec is, you know, he's a perfect sixth man in this role and in this sense, because he just gets the ball and he goes, and he can get to the basket, and he can get to the basket. You know, when the shot clock, when the Jazz are going against the shot clock. You know, I think the best thing, you know, you look back on hindsight, the best thing that Alec did was, you know, take a long time to come back. And he made sure that he was definitely 100%, and he looks 100%. And I think that Burks is going to play a big role for the Jazz down the stretch and in the playoffs.
You mentioned earlier if the Jazz and Memphis keep fighting each other for that sixth spot. What about the Clippers, in your opinion? Have they looked different than what you expected with Chris Paul being out?
Well, I mean, I think first, the Jazz right now are fighting the Clippers for fourth. You know, and, you know, Memphis is a game and a half back. You know, I think that 4, 5, 6 spot, that's going to be, you know, pretty fluid for the rest of the season. I expect Oklahoma City to finish seventh. You know, even the third spot, you know, isn't completely out of the question, because as the Jazz sit today, they're only 3.5 games out of that third spot, which is occupied by the Houston Rockets. But, you know, I think in terms of the Clippers and in terms of Chris Paul, you know, their window is rapidly closing, and I think that the best thing that they can do right now is go guns blazing and try to acquire Carmelo Anthony from New York Tech. You know, they need a wing scorer, and they don't have any wing scoring whatsoever outside of the shooting that J.J. Redick provides from the shooting guard spot. You know, and I think that the Clippers, if they can keep DeAndre Jordan, keep Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, and somehow find a way to acquire Carmelo Anthony, that'll make them better. But right now, I mean, that group is stale, and that window is rapidly closing, and you know, they know they can't beat the Warriors even at full strength. And I think that, you know, they're ripe for the picking if they keep their group as is.
You can find him on Twitter at TribJazz. Read him in the Salt Lake Tribune. Our Utah Jazz insider, Tony Jones. Tony, great stuff. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.